In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we will continue our services, and I will read for our common examination from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, or 16 through 18, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. In this Bible passage, which we say the small gospel, is told of the great love of God, how he loved his created people. We, as temporal man, we can often ask that how can I have almost this a hope or a wish that I could, after my life in death, to make it to the eternal celebration of God. And we remember from the beginning of the Bible, when God had created the heavens and the earth, he created last that let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, and he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Here is the connection to our Heavenly Father. He has created us in his image, and we long for him, and he longs for us to be with him. And of course there is this, that the enemy of souls wishes to block this longing and wishes to tempt us, our thoughts and our lives, such that we would not feel a longing to God's presence. And we remember how the enemy of souls was able to tempt the first couple into sin, the snake, which was the enemy of souls, or the enemy of souls was in the image of a snake there in paradise, began to say that is, or has God really stated this? And in this way, the enemy of souls was able to tempt man into sin by taking fruit from that tree. And to this couple, God gave his promise that once will come he who will break the head of the serpent and will fulfill God's wishes and atone the sins of man. And we remember how there in paradise they suddenly realized that they were naked, and they went and hid behind trees. And when I remembered this portion, I realized that each one of us have, or the same sorts of ideas have come into our, or thoughts have come into our mind, that perhaps when we are driving there on the roads, and perhaps driving over the speed limit, We also checked to see if did anybody notice. And in the same way, the first couple hid. The Heavenly Father looked for this first couple and asked, "Where are you?" And they took fig trees and clothed themselves with them. And the Heavenly Father gave his promise to this first couple that once will come he who will break the head of the serpent and break his. And in this time, we can look and remember these Bible passages. And if we read closely the Bible, we will find that portion where Jesus promised unto his Father, Your commandments I will wish to do. And thus the Son promised his Father, and when the time was fulfilled and he was born here unto this world, we can today often during the Christmas season listen to this precious gospel and remember how angels came and told unto the shepherds there in the fields that great gospel message. The angels said unto them that, "Do not be afraid, I bring unto you a great message that unto you today in the city of David is born the Savior, Christ Jesus." And thus the promises of God were fulfilled. And remember that commandment that Jesus gave unto his own disciples when he had arisen from the death, from the grave, but had not returned unto his Father in heaven. Jesus appeared behind closed doors amongst his disciples and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had said this, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And Jesus said again, "Peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you." And when he had said this, he blew on them and said, "Take the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins he remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins he bind, they are bound." This commandment is still today in place. From this time has been almost 2,000 years, but when we have been able to gather here to these summer services, or whenever we gather, or whenever two people meet, and one of them is a child of God, this same gospel message is able to be heard. And it means this, that each one of us, or each one who would wish to be near to God, and unto him is opened the view point of the Holy Spirit when his time is fulfilled, he will make it to heaven. And if we go over a couple thoughts, that how does God invite man? Our own thoughts, our own God, if I can say so. Many people in this time say that I believe in my own way, that will perish. It's not so that the foundation would be good, it must be according to God's word and not one's own thoughts. There will come a time when man does not want to hear that pure doctrine, but gathers unto them whatever they wish to hear at that time. They plug their ears, and this was from the book of Timothy. During this time, people wish to travel. They do not want to hear the sermon of the kingdom of God or the gospel through which one can believe sins forgiven. But the Bible states that faith does not come through prayer or reading, but through hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Today or tomorrow during the radio sermon, if one hears this message and wishes to hear it in this way, that they would wish to come into the kingdom of God, into this kingdom is invited all people. Into this kingdom is wished to be led those who are seeking, and those who have been lost, who have denied their faith. Dear listener, you are invited. The Word of God invites. And as though the Good Shepherd would say, come into this flock, come into this room. You are wished to be cared for in this flock. You will be fed. You will be led to green pastures. And above all, you can be sure that when your life ends, you will be called unto God's. When we can hear thus and believe, we will make it to heaven, and we have before us everlasting life. When we have also come to these services, I would wish to you, brother and sister, bring forth that familiar happening from the shores of that lake where Jesus called those fishermen who had fished all night and had received nothing. He asked that, children, do you have anything to eat? I would wish during my own turn here serving, that I would wish to ask, brother and sister, do you still have sin on the conscience? Has the enemy of soul tempted you into sin? Would you wish to put these burdens away? I too preach unto you the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and blood. And in the security of this gospel, you can travel and you will once make it to heaven. John writes yet that verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth. I'm sorry, I read from there. We have a beautiful kingdom in which we can travel with brothers and sisters. And it is often preached and will be preached that blessed is he who our heart is not defiled because it has been cleansed through the blood of the Lamb. And I would wish to bring these beautiful greetings forth, which Jesus brought unto John the Baptist when he was imprisoned and sent from there unto the disciples of Jesus that go and ask that are you he is to come or must we await someone else? Jesus, as he did, often did not say straightly that I am he, but told the disciples to go and say unto him what you see and have experienced, that the blind see and the deaf hear. Dead are awakened, and unto the poor is preached the gospel. Blessed is he who does not deny me. He who wishes to take or accept this gospel, which is preached here at these services and all these sermons, I would still wish to say once that, dear friend, who are sitting here in this tent or in these fields or sitting there at your radio or on the internet, if you have perhaps by accident opened the radio and by accident are listening to this, listen, even at this time is heard the voice of the Good Shepherd that, come unto me, all ye who have been tired in your work, believe the gospel and enter into this sheepfold. Come in via the door, and the entrance happens by believing this gospel, that believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. And for us, dear brothers and sisters, Isaiah in his time wrote shortly, we are strengthened that we can come unto him once, and as long as we are on this way to heaven, we can strengthen our legs so that we can travel all the way to heaven. And another familiar viewpoint, it is again and again preached that here on this way to heaven, although it is narrow, there is room for two to travel side by side, so that one can preach unto another, a brother or sister, the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. This gospel is giving strength unto us today so that we can remain believing sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. This way we are traveling and would wish to stay on this way to the destination in heaven so that we can hear that beautiful invitation that, come ye blessed of my Father, and own that kingdom which was prepared for you at the beginning of time. This we will hear once when this world has ended. Let us remain believing in this way, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. And I would ask for myself that can I believe my own sins forgiven. We will unite in prayer. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord bless us, make us The Lord bless us, keep us. The Lord make us, lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.